Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcast, the new talk. This is podcast 347. I'm doing two on Tuesday night, March 31st, and I'm posting them before midnight because I got so off track earlier in the month waiting for all of this stuff to get done. So I'm knocking out two podcasts fairly quickly, and I'm live in Scottsdale tonight. And I got the doors open in the podcast van. So it's kind of like, actually it is like being outside just at the broadcast bunker. And I won't be able to do this in Minnesota till June or July. Actually, I usually have to wait till July because the ground around the bunker is so wet. Because when it starts to rain in April, May, then especially early June, that just makes that ground, it's impossible to, you track mud all over the house with it. So I usually have to wait till July to do this kind of a thing from the bunker. And I'm down here in Scottsdale with the door open and you can hear the insects. And I'm doing this for you people in the upper Midwest. If you live in California, listen to the podcast, or if you are one of those people who saw the podcast ambulance, you know, cruising down the road and plugged into the podcast that way, you know, this is no big thing. If you live in Phoenix or you live in Scottsdale, or you live someplace in another part of Arizona or California or Texas, you've already got the sound. But we, you know, Minnesotans don't get this until really kind of late. We don't really get the sound of the insects. They start, I heard the frogs when I was in Oklahoma. That was my first indication that it was kind of, I was getting closer to spring. And it was 100 out here today, 80 to 100. And I got a great sunburn yesterday and today, and I feel so good. And it was, this is definitely what I needed to do, was get out of the upper Midwest and get down here into this beautiful, beautiful southwestern weather. And I'm so thrilled. And of course, next on the agenda is California. So the next podcast will be coming from California. And I'm still working on getting all these systems together, which I'll explain to you in a second in this podcast. Kind of rambling in this podcast, you know, trying to vary these and experimenting with doing what I do at home, as well as having observations for the road. The last two podcasts were kind of roadie podcasts, and these two are just going to be just general observations as I get ready to do some stuff. So let's do that. Well, I guess it's fair to say that spring is here, although in April and March, you know, we can get a lot of snow in Minneapolis and St. Paul. So far, we've lucked out. Now, I, of course, am in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I am sitting by the door, as I said earlier, because I want you guys, especially in the upper Midwest, to share in this beautiful desert evening that we're having in early spring in Scottsdale, which means it's 90 degrees or 100 degrees. Right now it's about 85. It's beautiful out here. And it's one of the reasons I came down here. But I think it's fair to say that the below zero stuff is probably over with in the upper Midwest and in Minneapolis and St. Paul. But the fact is that all winter, your furnace and water heater have been working overtime. And as we head into warmer weather, you can add your air conditioning to the list. Now, this is a good time to have Ryan Plumbing and Heating come out and check all of your systems. Normally, I'd be pushing the AC check, but it's a little early. It has to be at least 70 degrees to check the AC, according to Ryan, so you can file that away. But if you have had any frozen pipes during the winter, or if you had any leaks, or you were worried about certain systems, this is a good time to get everything checked. And also, there's all this question about filters. Actually, when they come out, ask them about efficiency, because as we head into spring, there are things that they can do about efficiency that can save you a lot of money. And of course, when you have an emergency, you want reliable, dependable service, and that is Ryan. I talk to Greg all the time, and Greg Ryan said, I said, what do you want me to say in the podcast? And he said, you know, you really should mention that we get a lot of emergency calls, and we take good care of people on emergency calls. And if you've ever had an emergency, and I've talked about a couple of them that I've had, you know, ceilings collapsing because of water leaks, or you know, frozen pipes breaking and water running all over the place. Your first reaction is, well, who do I call? You know, what do I do? And because you don't think about a plumber, and that's one of the reasons we do these podcast ads, so that you can think of Ryan when you need to. Think of this as a sticker on the water heater. In an emergency, think Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Metro-wide from St. Paul. And that means the suburbs, too, for four generations. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems. And emergency service, residential, and business of your own property. This is a good one to remember. Ryan Plumbing and Heating on University Avenue in St. Paul, just west of the state capitol, where they've always been. Think Ryan Plumbing and Heating, and thanks, Greg, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. So I don't know what I was talking about before he did the Ryan endorsement there in this podcast, but you know, I go round and round with these, but you guys know this. I've talked about this before. I go round and round in these podcasts, whether with fully preparing a podcast or just winging it and talking about whatever's on my mind. And this has been, I just want to say a couple, I kind of want to talk about the last month because this has been a crazy month in a lot of ways. And I've kind of alluded to it a little bit in some of the other podcasts, but it's really been an interesting lesson in patience and understanding that when you conceive of... See, the best way for me to describe this is the way I was trained, and we've been talking about this. I'm down here in Scottsdale talking to my friend Andy, and we've been having lots of conversations with how people work. He manages restaurants and, you know, obviously deals with a lot of restaurant people and situations in restaurants. And of course, I've been in radio and, you know, we've known each other since we were in seventh grade. So it's a great experience to come and hang out with my best friend, you know, down in Arizona. And I'd like to hang out longer, but I don't want to, I mean, I think it's a lot to impose on someone for more than a couple of days when you've got a giant ambulance parked in their front yard and, you know, you're eating they had 2 days off. Their days off are Sunday and Monday, basically. Or yeah, it's Monday and then Tuesday is their Sunday. So I'm going to get up out of here tomorrow morning once I'm going to go. Well, there's so many things to talk about. But anyway, we've been having all these conversations about work ethic and how people work and how to get things done and things like that. And you know, I've often shared, and people like it when I talk about being in radio. I also like doing these podcasts sometimes where I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. I couldn't tell you what I'm going to talk about. And the reason I like that is sometimes they end up being bad or they end up being really good because they end up being I'm going places where that I didn't know I was going to go to. And so I kind of like that. But you know, I started working in radio when I was 12. I had my first, you know, we had a high school radio station. I've talked about this before. I had my first job at 15. And one of the things about doing radio is people think it's easy. They think it was, and at that time, people just thought you went and you did this work. And as I worked my way up in the radio business, I became a program director and learned to program radio stations. One of the things that we would do is, you know, when you set up a radio station to go on the air, oftentimes there's all this work that has to go into rejiggering and resetting a radio station, just as you would, for example, update a restaurant. You know, there's a period of time where you're setting it up and you're working it, and you don't go home at 5 o'clock. You know, you start at 6 a.m. and you work straight through till 6 a.m. and then some in order to get things up and running if that's what it takes. You don't stop working. So you develop this work ethic of you work at something until it's done. And I work, and the other thing about radio is it's one of those businesses where, and those of you in radio know exactly what I'm talking about. When you work in radio, and particularly in radio, but it's true in television too. TV people are the same way. Anybody producing any kind of product for television, that's because the thing is on the air now. You're making it, and it's going on the air now because it's on the air now live. So if you work at a TV station or a TV network or whatever, even TV's a little bit less like this because they produce packages for air later, but it's still this broadcast intensity that, you know, it's on now and you need to fix this now because we can't go 3 more days with this way or whatever. So guess what? You're working late and you're going to do this because this is what we do. So you're constantly in crisis. It's a constant managing of a certain level of crisis all the time. And everything is, people wait till the last minute to do everything. Things don't come together until the last minute. And you have to get right with that because if you don't, you'll kill yourself. You'll go insane. And then there's always the pressure of what if it doesn't work? And I know many people who have, you know, they've spent their lunch hours throwing up in the bathroom, you know, pouring Digel down into their stomach, you know, taking drugs, drinking too much coffee, all those things that go with being just stressed out all the time. So now doing this, you know, this is a labor of love. This is a... Everything that I do in the podcast business accrues directly to me. There's nobody above me that gets a piece of the business. There's no, so if I make a mistake, it's entirely mine. And there's no one to blame. And all of the good stuff accrues also directly to me. The other thing is there's no one to ask permission of. I mean, I treat my clients as though they're part of the board of directors, for example, and I've talked to everyone when I started to develop this idea to get this vehicle and travel across the country. You know, I talk to all of my advertisers and all of my clients who I consider my board of directors. You know, John Bachlin, Ed Johnson, of course, was deeply involved because he found the vehicle. But Greg Ryan had tons of great ideas. And virtually everybody, in some way, shape, or form, you know, when I have an advertiser, I consider them really a part of the company in that respect. And I think it's a good way of doing business. And it's a completely different way of doing business than when I was in radio, where you're focused on your department and you really don't care as much about the clients as you do when you're in business, and those people are your business, right? And that's really cool. So I had this idea, and when Ed sent me a text on February 11th, I think it was February 11th, with a picture of this ambulance, which I will actually post at some point. This is before we did anything to it, from Oneida County, Wisconsin. And, you know, I decided a long time ago I was going to get an ambulance, and I've gone on and on about that. I don't need to tell you any more about that. But and so I said, let's do it, you know. Done, because we'd already talked about it, and I trusted his, you know, I trust Ed's judgment in terms of, you know, buying these vehicles, these ex-government cars at auction and everything else. Let's go. So I thought, well, okay, I think it was about a week later, maybe not even that, the ambulance shows up, and somebody drove it down from Oneida County, and it shows up at Ed's place, and I went over there, ex-government cars, 2420 Nevada Avenue North in Golden Valley. And see, Ed, you got a plug. And I saw the ambulance, and we looked at it, and I basically said, let's do it, let's do it. And so I thought, well, it'll be next week. You know, this is basically the 1st of March. This is the very end of February, very beginning of March. It was probably the week of February 25th. And I was like, I'll be in Phoenix on March, you know, the second week of March. I'll be down there on March 10th. And the plan was I'll be out for a whole month. I'll be on the road for a whole month, because I have to be back in Minneapolis, because I'm going to speak at SD48's big dinner at the Chanhassen. So I'm playing the Chanhassen on April 25th. So don't worry, guys. I'll be back for that thing. But anyway, I thought, well, hell, you know, I'll be back. I'll be out for a whole at least 6 weeks in my vehicle. It'll be great. And it was one delay after another. Nobody's fault. But the point here is this. It's two stories. One, when we put the BobDavisPodcast.com page together, I thought I'd lost all the podcasts prior to podcast, I think, 53 or 54. These were the podcasts that I started doing on the WordPress site right after we restarted the podcast again in August of 2013, right after I left News Talk. And Mitch Rossau, who's been taking the pictures of the podcast van, which are posted for this particular podcast, and, you know, he's also been, you know, put the website together and did all that stuff. He found on my hard drive all of the audio from the podcast. And one of the things that I had to do when we started the podcast again was I had to go through and manually convert those files to MP3s and reload them into WordPress, which is considerable. It's a lot of work. And it's funny because Mitch was telling me the other day, you know, a lot of times with clients, I'll give them a job because it keeps them off my back for, you know, it takes them forever to do stuff. So he gave me this. It was, I remember this whole process because I wanted to get this. I had a bias for action for getting that website up like you wouldn't believe. Because I was like, let's do it. I've decided to do this. Let's get it on. Let's get this thing on. So it was that whole radio thing of, well, we're going live with this in 24 hours. So we got to get all the music carted up, and we got to get the liners written, and we got to figure out who we're going to hire. And this has got to be done because we've made the decision to do this. And of course, everyone waits to the last minute and on you go. So he gives me this data entry job, basically, which was 54 podcasts that you have to convert to MP3. That takes a while. Then you have to reload it and put it up on the WordPress site with liner notes and search engine stuff, blah, 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 blah. So he left I think it was about 6 or 7 p.m. He left the house, and I sat down, made a pot of coffee, and proceeded to convert 56 of those files. And I started at about 6 p.m., and I finished at about 7 a.m. the next morning. So I think it was a Tuesday or a Monday, and I sent him a text, and I said, I'm done. And he was like, whoa, you're done? And he always tells the story that I've never had a client work that hard to get something done. So that's my mentality. So when we got the ambulance delivered, I was like, you know, let's do it. Let's go take it over there and paint it right now. Let's get the mechanic work done. Let's get everything set up so that we can go. I want to go. And I ended up having to wait all through March. I mean, basically, I got so confused about what month it was. I thought it was April already. And I know I put some kind of post up about it being April when it snowed in April. It was a soul-killing April storm. And everybody was like, you need to calm down. Well, I couldn't calm down. I was literally going stir crazy because I had planned to be on the road on March 10th or 11th. So, you can't push painters, and I don't think you can push people when they're working for you, because it just, they get mad, and then they do a poor job, just like anybody would, like I would, you know, when they're doing work for you. And I mean, I'm talking about contract mates, basically. They're not working for me, but I took it to Don's place at Mako in St. Louis Park, and they kind of took possession of the vehicle, they started to think about what the best way to do it would be, and I wanted them to do a good job, and they did a fantastic job. I mean, fantastic job painting. Same with the sign guy. You know, I had one delay after another in getting this done, and of course, everybody did a great job, and they finished it. It was fantastic, and it was me who was just, you know, spinning my wheels in terms of being so interested in getting this thing done. So the whole month has been really just haywire. I didn't estimate the number of podcasts I had to do properly, which is why I'm cranking them out right now. But I got on the road, and honestly, as soon as I got on the road, I was worried that, well, you know, you really should have waited a week and double checked everything, and you're just kind of crazy doing this way. I'm actually glad that I did. So now I'm starting to calm down. And today I want to thank my friend Andy down here in Arizona, because he took the time to find an RV place, and we took it over there today. And the one thing we did not have was electric power, which is separate from the engine power. So the engine powers all the lights and stuff in here. And you've heard the thing running while all the lights and stuff are running on when I use the digital recorder or something else to record a podcast. But when the engine isn't running, there's no 110 or 120 volt power or whatever it's called. So what I'm going to do is get this thing called an inverter put in. And Andy took the time to find this place because I wouldn't have been able to find it. I was frantic to get this power in. And we went over there today, and Dana over there and a bunch of other guys found the right inverter and ordered it and got it sent over there late tonight. And I'm going over there tomorrow at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock to get this thing hooked up so that I can sit on the side of the road and do podcasts with studio quality. And I'm really excited about that. So the whole system is finally just coming down to the point where it is, it's now all the systems are functional. And now the podcast command vehicle is actually really a podcast command vehicle. I mean, a remote podcast command vehicle. It's set up now to do all this stuff. And I mean, I'm finally starting to calm down, and I'm still a little freaked out because, and I will tell you, and I'm going to post on Facebook and I'll say more about it, but now I need to find a sponsor for the podcast van. So if you're interested in sponsoring the mobile podcast command center, I think it would really help to get a sponsor for the vehicle so we can talk terms and all that it is. If you're listening to the podcast anywhere, and if you have a nationwide business, this is perfect because I'm going to be traveling all over the country, especially in the 2016 election period. And so I want to be able to finance this with, you know, revenue and not necessarily with contributions. And I still don't have access to the list of people who have contributed. And I will thank you all specifically and by name. So don't, you know, I'm not going to blow that off. It's just when I finally get the right passwords to get access to this page, I will be able to read everybody's name off. And I want to do that because this thing is crowdfunded. I mean, a certain amount of it is also revenue from podcast advertising, but a lot of it was individuals who donated money. Some people donated $250. Some people donated $150. Some people donated $1. Some people donated $3. Some people donated $25. Every little bit counted in terms of getting this vehicle up and running. And believe me, the inverter wasn't cheap either, but we're still under budget, so we're in good shape on what's available to spend for the podcast remote, you know, command vehicle. So it's all good. And I don't want to talk as much, and I'm planing away from talking a lot about it, but I just want to, I'm really happy that people, that we were able to crowdfund this thing that's great. So now the step is, now we bring in business and we get some businesses to sponsor this vehicle. So send me an email and I'll be glad to talk to you about that. And I needed to get that set. But Andy was great in finding a place. And so we're going to get the inverter plugged in and then this thing will be ready to go, fully operational. And I will not need to go sit. And this is the thing that you're going to find out if you're doing podcasts and you're traveling around in your car. You know, you're going to find out that you end up sleeping in the car or at friends' houses and things like that. The way this thing works is all I have to do is pull over. I can sleep in here. I can do podcasts in here. I can make coffee in the morning and I'm all set. I don't need to do anything else. So that's the great thing about this. And this is where it's going to come into play. It's going to come into play when I start going out to cover news events and I'm looking to 2016 for this. The first actual news event that I'm going to cover is I'm going out with Mark Korn to the Eau Claire Air Show. And I'll probably just go to the campground. But if we can get into the media lot, I'll be broadcasting live from the air show, which is really going to be cool. So that's going to sort of be the test of actually covering a news event. But now that I've done this a lot and now I've worked with all these different systems and I know how the vehicle works and where I can take it and how, you know, all that stuff, then I know what the limitations are. And so when I actually go out and cover a rally in Ames, Iowa or something in 2016, I'll be able to crank out podcasts really quickly. And I've been working with that. And that's one of the reasons I've been putting out these podcasts, bang, 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 because it's all about training myself to do podcasts really fast on the fly. And you can't do that the first time and be in a pressure situation. And I guess that's the radio training coming through. The other thing I'm going to do, and if Jill and Eric, if you're listening, my friend, Eric Martin, who is with his wife Jill, Jill is Jillian Ray, and so they're in this band Jillian Ray, and they tour around. And you know, Eric and I we're always talking about microphones and audio and software, and he's nuts. He posts stuff on Instagram of like, you know, the foot pedal stuff for the guitar they're insane, you know. And he's always into the latest recording tool or something like that. But they've got a van that they bought that's one of those Vista Cruiser, you know, velour seat vans from the 80s. And this thing's 15 years old, so it's kind of funny. I sent him a note yesterday that said, I'm going to tour with you guys. So I think what I'll do is I'll go out and tour with Jillian Ray a couple of stops, because they've been doing, you know, kind of that band thing, the new band thing where they kind of, you know, they tour around the area and in a general vicinity of down in Chicago or to Iowa City or North Dakota or someplace like that. So it's going to be really cool to, I think I'm going to go touring. Listen to the wind. I mean, I'm going to turn the mic a little bit so you guys can hear the wind out here. It's just great to have that breeze. I mean, and then this is great. I'm going to close the door. So this is what I love, the sound of the closing door. Ooh, that was a little too loud. That was a little too loud. I got to open it up. There you go. So I think I'll go on tour with Jillian Ray. That'll be one of the podcasts. And this is all just part of the plan in terms of, getting really good at doing this stuff on the fly. And that's the purpose for this vehicle. And again, thanks to everybody for helping me with this. Again, what I'm trying to do is vary these podcasts where I do some issues and talk about some news stuff, because I got the printer here. That's all. I mean, I can do everything that I do at home, and then vary them with just podcasts where I just kind of talk and tell you what's going on with this stuff. So that's what this will be. Now, tomorrow I am heading out to Los Angeles as soon as the inverter is put in, and I won't be doing a podcast tomorrow, April 1st. But shortly thereafter, I'll be out in LA or close to it, and I'm going to pull over. This time, I want to pull over and test the inverter, because I got to power up the mixer and the computer and the coffee maker and everything else on the inverter. And so sometime tomorrow night, maybe, or tomorrow afternoon, I'll do a podcast, but I probably won't post it until April 2nd or April 3rd. So thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts. This podcast, of course, sponsored by Ryan Plumbing and Heating. I'm just going to tell you, they do great emergency service, and almost everybody sooner or later has a need for emergency service if you own a home or you own rental property. So here's the number that you call. Just think of this as a big sticker on the water heater. Ryan Plumbing and Heating, 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488, metro-wide from St. Paul, and that means the suburbs, two for four generation. Remember, quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems. They're also efficiency experts, so give them a call. And thanks, Greg Ryan, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. Going to thank the digital sponsors of the Bob Davis Podcast. These are sponsors that just sponsor banners on the Bob Davis Podcast page, which is getting a lot of hits. So it's becoming actually really, this is actually another thing, to make a pitch for advertising. This is a really economical way to advertise. And if you can't sponsor the podcast remote command unit, you can you could do digital advertising. But I want to thank Mad K Studios, specializing in quality original automotive artwork, and also my friend Brett and Julie at Complete Home Service and Remodeling. Whatever your home or business needs, they do great work. And you guys, we got to get together again at Perkins pretty soon. So I haven't forgotten about that either. So thanks for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast digital side. And thanks for listening on Stitcher.com, iTunes, or TuneIn. And thanks for liking, sharing, and favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And for, of course, for your donations and contributions at thebobdavispodcast.com. Click on the big donate button and you can donate. So anyway, thank you for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast, Podcast 300. What is this? 347. I'm going to enjoy this breeze and crank these out, and I'm looking forward to more from the road in Scottsdale on, I don't know which one. This is the second big road trip for the Bob Davis Podcasts.